Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, September 13th, 2010. We had him on a few weeks ago for just 30 minutes, but I've got him on for a full hour today because it's so historical and just smoking gun evidence of the cover-up of the government conspiracy to murder JFK. Retired FBI agent Don Adams will be joining us in the second hour, and we'll open the phones up in the second half of that hour for your specific questions for him. And then Mark Moreno, one of the leading researchers exposing the fact that man-made global warming is a fraud to bring in neo-feudalism. He'll be joining us, head author of the UN's IPCC report, has come out and said this entire thing is a fraud and a lie. The House of Cards is completely collapsing. But the global controllers don't care. They're moving ahead with all of the different carbon taxes. And Ms. Jackson over at the EPA is ramming it through. It's all happening. And if you think our economy is in free fall now, imagine what's going to happen as these carbon taxes go into place. So that is coming up. I've got a ton of vital news and information throughout the broadcast today. All of these stacks are incredibly important. Let's just look at this headline, CNBC. World panel backs rules to avert banking crisis. World rules run by the very megabanks that have engineered the derivatives collapse. And this is a global model of the U.S. model of giving the Federal Reserve more power a few months ago and more secrecy in their activities dealing with the economy. So they engineer the crisis, get more power, offer the solution, give them even more power and autonomy and immunity. So we'll be getting into this latest announcement of world government. Also, doomsday warnings of U.S. apocalypse gain ground. That, of course, is a report out of AFP. So mainstream news talking about the economic apocalypse, but offering their banking takeover is the way to fix it when they engineered it. U.S. states step in to meet cities' debt costs. That's happening all over the United States. As the cities go bankrupt, then the states go bankrupt. We'll be discussing that. Also, the Pentagon, United States Joint Forces Command, warns that huge U.S. debt might lead to military impotence, default, or revolution. But that's the game plan. Engineer the collapse. Then when there's societal degeneration, disintegration, they come in with police state controls. This is in the 2002 IMF World Bank documents that were leaked to the BBC. They call it the IMF riot. They want the people to riot. That's just the final trigger for the final phase. So we'll be discussing that as well. Rand Paul tells it like it is. That's why we got to salute him. Says GOP shares blame for deficits. There's all these people giddily getting excited over the fact that Republicans are going to win the House for sure, probably the Senate. More and more it's trending towards that in the next month and a half into the 2010 midterm elections. But it's just like Obamanoids who were giddy whenever he was showing he was going to win a month and a half out in the polls. Like all their problems are going to be solved. Oh, thank you, Mr. Obama. All my problems are solved. I'll get a free house, a free car. You got nothing except further destruction of your living standard and your freedoms. And so all you giddy people, and I've heard talk show hosts this morning listening to local Texas radio and national radio, giddy. They've invested their psychology. They've invested their identities in the Republicans. And if the current leadership of the Republican Party is able to maintain control, we're going to be here in a couple of years, same place as we were. But all the polls show that societally people are waking up to this false left-right paradigm. So that's very exciting. We'll be discussing that and a lot more coming up today. I never got to it yesterday. I will today, dealing with the Chinese one-child policy. Big news on that front. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action. Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lungs system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lungs system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are live Monday, September 13th, 2010. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. The global engineers are using psychological warfare techniques to attempt to break our will to resist, to sell us on the lie that we are already beaten and that resistance to dehumanization and enslavement is a foregone conclusion. The very act of consciously setting your will against tyranny will bring down this parasitical world government system. And we don't have a choice. Total dehumanization and forced population reduction is the end game goal of the controllers who hate humanity and are prototypical control freaks and greedy creatures that want the world and all that is in it for themselves. We do have Don Adams joining us. I had him on a few weeks ago for 30 minutes. I want a full hour with him to really break down his bombshell information on the JFK assassination. He was an FBI agent who worked the case. This is incredible info. We covered it quickly a few weeks ago. We're going to detail it in the next hour. Then we've got Mark Moreno joining us for part of the third hour with the fact that the former head author of the IPCC at the UN has come out and said that it is a complete fraud, a complete lie. And Pachauri's had to admit they made it all up. So they've gone from 8-9 months ago when ClimateGate broke to denying it even existed to now being in complete free fall. And I have the New York Times from last week saying, okay, we're now shifting out of we're doing this to save the earth from rising sea levels to just there's too many humans, we've got to reduce population. So now they're just being honest about what their real plan is. And all over the U.S. and British and European news, they're saying, look, if you won't go along with this in a democracy, we will force it dictatorially because we know best. The tyrants are now out in the open saying that they are tyrants. Now, I'm going to attempt right now to go over at least a third of the news. In fact, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, if you can give me a bird's eye document cam shot, this is all fresh news just today. Just today. And it's all off the charts insane, illustrating how we're being bum-rushed. The globalists are throwing everything at us at once. They know we're awakening, and they're trying to fully overwhelm us psychologically and spiritually and economically to dominate us. I mean, look at these headlines. I've got these all over the country today without even looking. It's pouring in. It's the same model in Australia, the same model in Germany, the same model in England and Canada. Cities are moving to make you get a license and an inspection to be able to grow tomatoes in your backyard, saying you might grow marijuana. You might be a criminal. The magnitude of this. This is WSBTV. County sues farmer, cites too many crops for decades on his 2 acres. He has a truck farm that he sells the local farmer's market organic. And they fined him $5,000 and are shutting him down. And they admit, well, he's actually grandfathered to be able to have a garden, but we don't care. They are harassing Amish. They are harassing truck farmers, people that grow it and truck it into town. They are harassing people that sell eggs on the street corner. They're harassing people that sell peaches. They are going after everyone. And in the House and Senate bills, we've read the quotes on air. I'm going to get some more guests on that are fighting this in the next few weeks. It openly states federal license to pick a fig off of your tree and to take it inside and slice it up and put it in a pie. We've got a fig tree in our backyard. We try to go out there when they're ripe before the squirrels get them every morning. We pull them off, big giant fig tree. We make fig ice cream. We make fig pie. It's delicious. It's out of my backyard, giant fig tree. If you slice a fruit, it is preparation and manufacturing, and you are going to go to federal prison. You are a prisoner. You are not going to grow a tomato. You're not going to do anything. You're going to go to the store, and you're going to eat GMO cross-species tomatoes and potatoes. You're going to eat cross-species fish. You are going to be killed with the soft kill weapons, period, if they have their way. They're panicking. You know, their farmer's market sprouting up everywhere. They're starting to displace the mainline big agribusiness. Family farms are starting to make a micro comeback. People are getting smart. They're refusing to drink out of bisphenol A containers. That's getting removed off store shelves. All over the country and the world, people are fighting and in many cases having sodium fluoride removed from their water. The globalists are panicking. They are panicking because they know you're waking up. And they are coming in and they are saying, you aren't going to have a water well. You aren't going to have a garden in your backyard. You aren't going to can for yourself. And if you do, we're going to throw you in prison. Now, if that isn't the ultimate tyranny, I don't know what is. Let's go back 80 years ago, 80 plus years ago, within a decade of Lenin, Vladimir Lenin getting into power. If you've studied the Soviet Union, right through to the days of Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the 50s and 60s fighting at the labor camps, the first thing they did was say, you have to get a license now to have your farm. Then they would deny the license. Within 10 years, they had trained the farmers that it was illegal to grow any food on their own. It could only be done through collectives. And millions of peasants, not just in Russia, but in Ukraine, more than 10 million in Ukraine, starved to death because they weren't allowed to grow food. They had to go to government communal areas and grow it so the government controlled everything they were doing. Now, by the 1940s, so many millions of people had starved to death and the Germans were invading and they needed to get food produced. So they said, okay, farmers are allowed 1 acre of land that they originally owned, peasant farmers, under government supervision, and they've got to give half of it to the government, to the NKVD-controlled people. But you're allowed now to grow your own food. This is total, complete Vladimir Joseph Stalin tyranny. Vladimir Lenin, Joe Stalin tyranny. 100%. And, of course, what did they do in the Soviet Union? They said they were doing this for food safety, and they'd run news articles about somebody who'd gotten sick from some food. They didn't do it for food safety. Just like they claim, oh, our gas taxes are down. Not true. Gas receipts are actually up. Just search that term. More cars, more people on the road. They lie about that, but they say we need satellite tracker boxes in all your cars taxing you by the mile to go on top the gas tax. They could easily just raise the gas tax if they really needed it. But they want to track everything you do. So they come out and roll it out in the name of raising money. Ladies and gentlemen, look at these articles. Here's one out of Town Hall where the Obama administration is publicly sending out letters to insurance companies saying, quote, this is Town Hall. Michael Barone, gangster government stifles criticism of Obamacare. That's Town Hall with an Infowars.com type headline. What did NBC say on Friday? Police state in Philly. In fact, will you reprint that for me? Police state in Philly. And it said the police are running checkpoints, searching people at the bus terminals, the trains, the roads. And there's the quote, we can search and do whatever we want. There is no Fourth Amendment. The local police say they're now under Homeland Security and can do whatever they want. And the headline is Police State Philly. And the headline here, gangster government stifles criticism of Obamacare. They're sending letters out to insurance companies saying, quote, there will be zero tolerance for this type of misinformation and unjustified rate increases. The insurance companies wrote this legislation, the big ones. It does raise the prices. The premiums are going up on an average of 25%. And so Obama's people come out and pose like they're getting tough on the insurance companies, saying there'll be zero tolerance. Remember that Bloomberg headline 6 months ago? Pension funds being invested in failed banks. And then the article quoted federal regulators saying they were ordering private pension fund managers as well as public private pension fund managers, police, you name it, unions, teachers unions, to invest in failed banks. There's no law. They just order it. They just order it. We're going to come back and get into this and a lot more, but this is just naked oppression out in the open. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
All right, continuing with the information documenting that we're being bathed in tyranny, being conditioned to accept it. Gangster government stifles criticism of Obamacare, and they're ordering the insurance companies to not criticize Obamacare because it's not one monolithic group. It was the big top ones owned by banks that actually wrote the legislation, but the smaller and medium-sized are against it. And they're saying, look, we're going to have to raise prices. And then the article goes on to admit that even Time Magazine's Karen Pickett points out that Sebelius ignores the fact that individual insurance plans cover different types of populations, so that government and some industry and academic experts think that the new law will justify increases. But it doesn't matter. The Obama crowd is telling him there will be zero tolerance for this. And here's that Bloomberg headline dealing with the quote where the federal government with no law just ordered the private pension fund managers to, quote, invest in failed banks. We'll put that up on screen. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. That's from March 8th of this year. But then when you read the article, it admits they're already being ordered to invest $2 trillion in pension funds with them. Ordered under what law? We've got to just start saying no to these crooks. And here's another example. Random pat-downs turn Patco into police state. NBC News, commuters' clothing, pockets, bags, and vehicles to be randomly searched. And Homeland Security says they're going to expand it to shopping malls and the side of the road. And they've got federal grants for police to take blood without warrants or DNA all over the country. They're just training us to accept all of this. Now, let's look at England. I, Barack Obama, this teenager in England, sent a email calling Barack Obama a punk. And for calling him a punk, he has been banned for life. And the FBI is quoted as saying that they are furious and that this is unacceptable to talk bad about our president. So the FBI is now in the business. But this is a global model. In England, if you've done mild things, things that shouldn't even be illegal, or ever made statements that they call hurtful or xenophobic, not even racist, you are arrested but then banned from leaving England. Remember hooligans who'd ever gotten in a fight or caused a disruption at a soccer game, and now they throw you out for nothing. You're put in a database, and then you're not allowed to, quote, leave the country during the World Cup or other international soccer events. It's creating the precedent of databases to not be able to travel. And then Michael Savage, he can't go to England. He got taken off the list because of protest, and now the new prime minister, the conservative who supports global carbon taxes like Glenn Beck does and like Newt Gingrich does, but that's okay. You know, they're so conservative, they're pro-New World Order, that he said, you are a punk, and so he's banned from life to traveling to the U.S. The message is, you're not allowed to travel, you're not allowed to leave. They're making it harder and harder for Americans to leave, harder and harder for Brits to leave, but easier for third world people to come in, who are then made your police, your CPS workers. We've had members of parliament on from England to talk about that, how they're building armies of foreigners to rule us. So there's the article. Here's another one out of the Star, out of England. Ringtone race row, that means fight. Ringtone race fight lands fan in a jail cell. And it was a clip from a popular TV show where the person says, I'm a Paki, so what? So it's a movie. And it's like, why do you call a German person a kraut? Because they like sauerkraut. Why do you call an Irish person a Mick? Because they, a lot of them have Mick at the start of their name. Or a Scottish person, excuse me. I'm part Scot, Irish, you name it. Am I supposed to be offended by that? They're just taking normal words and then saying they're racist. Remember Robin Page, BBC, host of One Man and His Dog, one of the top shows for over a decade in England? We had him on a few years ago. He was arrested for saying the word homosexual. He said rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. And they said that word is hurtful. It's a scientific word. Heterosexual, homosexual. You get arrested for saying Negro. Will you be arrested for saying Anglo? They know the public's dumbed down, and so they're training them. You'll be arrested if you use basic words like this. And people have been arrested in the U.S. for using racial terms. People have been arrested here. And the media with the mosque and with the Quran burning is trying to sell the idea of restricting free speech. Ringtone race row lands fan in jail cell. Movie fan Martin Smith landed in court on a racism charge after he downloaded part of a soundtrack for the 1980s comedy Rita, Sue and Bob 2 and installed it as a ringtone on his mobile. Martin of Holly Homewood. I'm going to come back and finish up on this. But you can't have a garden. You can't have a ringtone of a movie. You can't call Obama a punk. No freedom.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are back live. Got two extremely informative guests coming up. I'm going to continue with the news, getting into the economy, open world government, retina scanners going in under Homeland Security control, the Republicans set to take the House and probably the Senate, and what does that really mean? Rand Paul warning the public that don't think we're out of the woods. Just because the Republicans are about to get into power, there's a battle for the heart and soul of this country going on. But before I go any further, this radio show and the powerful effect it's having globally is thanks to you, the listeners of this broadcast. It's thanks to you getting the word out, telling people about the show, whether it's on a local AM or FM station, the internet at InfoWars.com, the free podcast, the free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. We are reaching more and more people because so much of what we talked about in decades past is now unfolded in triplicate. But we need to accelerate this platform to reach more people, and we need to expand our operation. That's why we have a donate button at the bottom of InfoWars.com. If you want to just straight up donate to us, we're trying to finish the new studio, trying to get all the equipment, trying to get the furniture, the material, the computers, the personnel. And right now we're kind of stalled out on that because the economy's so bad and our listenership's tripled, but the capital stayed the same or gone down. We need your support. And I want to thank all of you that have supported us by buying the books, the DVDs, the T-shirts, the ball caps, all of the materials we sell are about getting information out to people and waking up others. So you support this radio/news website platform and our future films, but you also then get tools that will really wake up your friends, family, neighbors, and your community. You can air the films on Access TV, make copies of them, give them to everyone you know. And not only do we have the films that I've produced, 25+, and directed, but all the other films that I carry that I think are the most informative. They're all available at Infowars.com. That's another way to support this operation. So please remember that on a daily basis when you tune in, because we couldn't have done this without you. But now we need to go to the next level. And that's why we're offering incredible specials like get the Obama deception that shatters the left-right paradigm, that exposes the globalist takeover, the two-party system that predicted that Obama would crash and burn politically and that a new puppet would be brought forward, that he'd be a one-term president. When I released this film, he had an 80% approval rating a month and a half after he was in office. This film is even more powerful now, a year and a half later, because people see it and go, how did this guy know all this? Such an important film, key to understand the true architecture of the New World Order. 1995, expanded extras, highest quality DVD, and get Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies, covering 13 or 14 different key subjects, very well written, very well documented, hardcover, $24.95 book, free with the Obama deception, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Now, we have another special until these sell out, which will be very soon. Three copies of the book for $9.95 apiece. $29.95. Three copies of American Conspiracies. A great Christmas gift. A great book. Very well documented. Incredible read. New York Times bestseller. And it's a great gift. You can knock out your Christmas shopping right now and just have this stuff. Three books, $29.95. Or get Obama Deception and the book for $19.95. So that is available right now at Infowars.com. And as I said, folks, we are funded by you, supporting our sponsors. We're funded by you buying the books and videos. And we're having an incredible effect. Nobody's got a bigger bang for the buck in the media anywhere. I mean, for the amount of money I invest in this situation, for what we put into things, for what we do. I mean, it goes back to 11 years ago. I had $10,000 in the bank. And I took all of it and bought a $6,000 computer and a $4,000 camera when I was living in an apartment with giant cockroaches running around in it. And, you know, by then I was already on more than 15 radio stations, had a website, but I didn't even really have money to hire somebody to package the books and videos. I was doing the webmastering with my girlfriend, now my wife. It was just two of us. And I did everything I could to increase the quality of our productions, to do more. And I've always had that same mindset and system to take the profits from the operation and put it back in. And that's why so many other people in the alternative media have not been successful. They take profits and they spend them. We take over 90% of the money that comes in here and put it right back into this operation. And I took a big gamble 2 years ago, decided to move to this office. A year ago, I took a big gamble, leased the big space next door. And it held up by the city for 6 months. We just completed it in the last month. Now I've got to furnish it, put the equipment in. I've got to do it all. And we cannot do it. We're probably talking about to buy low-end studio equipment and cameras and computers and furniture and everything. A $300,000 to $400,000 investment. And to hire two or three people to skeleton crew it, we're talking about another $100,000, $150,000 to hire qualified people. Now, we don't have that capital right now to do that. unless I take our emergency reserves in case we get litigated against. We've got to be able to stand up for ourselves in case, the feds set us up and raid us. You know, all sorts of things. I have an emergency backup where we could operate for 6 months if the economy totally shut down. I've got emergency backup for 6 months. It takes a lot of money to run this place. Well over $100,000 a month. I've got emergency backup money, but I don't want to spend that emergency backup funds on the new operation and gamble. So I'm just going to tell you, we need your support. Infowars.com. And a lot of people said, well, you didn't do a money bomb this year. What, you're 4 or 5 months past your, you know, the anniversary of it that was listeners' ideas. In fact, two and a half years ago, the first money bomb we've done too was started by other folks, not even us. And at first I didn't promote it because I didn't really know them or what was going on. And people said, well, hey, it's picking up steam, do it. And it was that money that helped us 2 years ago make the decision to move into these bigger and better studios and look at what we've done. Look at the expansion. Look at the tripling of the radio audience, the news websites, the people we're reaching, hundreds of millions watching the films for free every year online. I mean, this is massive what's happening. But in the next few days, I will announce the October date of the 2010 money bomb. And so we're building that site, getting it all ready. I've got to do, and Aaron are going out of town to interview folks for the film I'm working on. Limited personnel, so I can't shoot the tour yet. But as soon as they get back, I'm going to shoot the tour of the entire facility, the old facility, the new facility, and show you literally the ticket items we need to put into there to go to the next level. So we are engaging the globalist. I mean, this operation is like a star destroyer in the fight against the New World Order. And we've got a gutted star destroyer that we've built, but we've got to man it. We've got to put the equipment in it. And it'll be a skeleton crew. Three or four people at the helm of it. But it hopefully we, and ladies and gentlemen, I've been working for a year on launching a top rate social network that can take hundreds of thousands of members or even millions and not crash. Cost overrides on that, $55,000 with a local firm that has good references and has done some great work in the past. We've got that going, trying to launch it in the next month. It was supposed to launch this month. Instead of just leasing new servers that would cost around $70,000 a year to run it properly, we bought $55,000, same number as what it cost to design it. Those servers are now in place, big, gigantic suckers. In fact, Matt, I need you to go over to the technology facility room we've got leased. I need you to shoot video of that because I want to show folks in the tour. I want to show them those, five giant servers. Giant servers that, each one can hold 16 hard drives? Isn't that right, Matt? How many hard drives does each one of those giant servers hold? I'm already digressing off into this and giving you some background. One is 36. Oh, 36, excuse me. Oh, you're only putting 16 in and then you have room to build out. So we're putting 16 hard drives per system. Yeah. And it was $55,000, correct?
Yeah, total for the entire equipment.
And then to lease the room at the big IT center is what, $1,200 a month?
It's about $2,500.
Oh, $2,500 a month for that room. Okay. Oh, the power to it is $1,200. Excuse me. And folks, we're doing all this not the super cheap way, because that breaks all the time, but we're not doing it even the mid-grade. We're doing it almost at the industrial cheap level. I mean, you don't understand what this stuff costs unless you run an operation, you know, a news operation. I mean, it's incredible. All right, I'm going to shut up. I've got all this news. The point is, support us, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't like doing money bombs. I don't like sitting here, get this, buy that. I'll go sometimes a whole show without even plugging our sponsors because I just want to cover the information. But this is a different media animal. We're not some big global neocon operation funded by Fox News. We're not some liberal radio type network that's funded by George Soros. And we're not NPR funded by federal taxpayer money who also comes to you and begs for money. You know, they do it for a month or so every year on NPR locally here and around other areas of the country. We have one day of money bomb a year, and I wasn't even going to do it. But the economy is stalled on us, and we need the capital for it. All right, side issue. Going back over some of the issues that I was just covering, county sues farmer, cites too many crops. For decades, he's grown the crops, WSB-TV, and now they're coming to him, harassing him with $5,000 fines, and they go on to admit that, well, with the zoning, you know, he did have it, but they're changing the zoning. It's called Cabbage Gate. Fig trees, broccoli, cabbages are among the many greens that line the soil on Steve Miller's more than 2 acres of Clarkston, who said he spent 15 years growing crops to give away and sell at local farmers markets. It's a way of life. It's something in my blood, said Miller. In January, DeKalb County code enforcement officers began ticketing him for growing too many crops for the zoning and having unpermitted employees on site. Miller stopped growing vegetables this summer, and the charges were put on hold as he got the property rezoned. But I've got a separate article on this. It was already previously zoned properly. They changed it. 2 weeks after approval, however, his attorney said the county began prosecuting the old charges, saying he was technically in violation before the rezoning. It should go away. I think it borders on harassment, said Miller's attorney. He faces $5,000 in fines, but he says he plans to fight those citations and reconsiders court later this month. And, folks, I've got articles everywhere. I mean, constantly where they're harassing farmers and people. The Amish, you name it. And it goes on to say, neighbors have come to his defense. When he moved here and I found out what he was doing, I said, Steve, you're the best thing that ever happened in Cimarron Drive. And I still say that, said neighbor Britt Faisox. And again, ringtone race row lands fan in jail cell. And his Nokia went off in public. And it was a quote from a famous movie. And the movie's they're allowed to make a movie where a Pakistani guy, you know, jokes and says, I can't help being a Paki, which just means a Pakistani. But again, they turn an abbreviation like, is saying TX for Texas, is that anti-Texan? But a woman from a mixed-race family wasn't amused when Martin's Nokia went off, and she squealed alongside him at a village shop. Overhearing the clip from the movie, which chronicles the exploits of two schoolgirls growing up in a rundown East Bradford, the woman went home and logged on in a formal complaint with the police. They came and arrested him and locked him in the jail cell. See, England is a mega tyranny, and they're trying to set it up here. And here is the Obama administration telling insurance companies, you will not tell people that we're raising the prices of their coverage, even though it's true. There will be zero tolerance. And remember what Obama's people in Vermont and Missouri, this is in the Obama deception. Remember the TV ads and the newscast with police in uniform and with the local prosecutors saying, if you say Obama isn't a Christian, you will be arrested. If you say Obama wasn't born here, you will be arrested. And every time I mention this, people don't believe me and they email me. Just go pull up Obama Truth Squads. You will be arrested for lying about Obama. Just put it into YouTube. You'll get all these different newscasts. And they were on the news saying, we'll arrest you. And the message is, you're going to sit down and shut up. What did the MIAC report that we talk about so much say that law enforcement leaked to us? Gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, Ron Paul supporters, people with a Gadsden flag sticker or an American flag sticker or a Ron Paul or libertarian sticker. They're not scared of violence. They're scared of those bumper stickers. And they want to scare you so you sit down and shut up so they can take your pension funds and put naked body scanners in at the courthouses and public schools and so they can retina scan you to buy and sell. They're now going in worldwide, a passive retina scanner that hits you at 10 feet away with a laser. That's in the news. They're selling it as if it's for the illegal immigrants, but they're always exempt. I've got USA Today right here admitting what we reported on a year ago, that Obama has ordered the Border Patrol to stop arresting illegals and to stop deporting them. He's ordered ICE. Yeah, there it is. Missouri prosecutors, sheriffs target anyone who lies about Barack Obama. There it is out of the local newspaper. St. Louis television station reports their words. Barack Obama campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs misleading TV ad during the presidential campaign. And there's no civil lawsuit claiming it's libel, slander, defamation. No, they just come and arrest you because they decide. You understand how far down the line we are, how serious things have gotten, how dark it really is? And if they can get away with warrantless checkpoints taking your blood, if they can get away with microphones going up around town, if they can get away with all of this, the sky's the limit. If they can get away with telling people that core exit doesn't hurt them and there's no health problems in the Gulf when core exit wasn't even approved by the EPA to be used, if they can get away with using DU at proving grounds and bases and in military operations when they know it's going to kill the troops, if they can get away with giving people an H1N1 shot they know gives them tenfold increases in neurological disorders and seizures, if they can get away with telling the 9/11 workers that, hey, the dust isn't bad for you, don't wear a mask. If they can get away with that, they can get away with anything. And you know what they are? And they've decided to go all the way. They've already committed a million crimes. Why not commit a billion more? When we come back, world government openly being pushed, openly being promoted, bigger, badder than ever. And if you criticize it, the ADL comes out and says you're a murdering terrorist. We'll be right back.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at dirtybombsurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We are back live, my friends, continuing with the lies of the government and the media, the dominant corporate media that's not so dominant, so they're moving to try to censor the web. This is out of Reuters. Iraq combat over, but U.S. troops still in danger. And then it quotes them as saying they're irritated, they're angry, that they've been renamed from combat brigades to combat assistance brigades, and that they're still dying. In fact, in the last month since they made this announcement, the numbers of deaths have increased. So they went from 150,000 mercenaries to 200,000, that's admitted, in the last month. So they pulled roughly 40,000 U.S. troops out, sent about half of those to Afghanistan, the other half back home, who were already set to be rotated back, and they sent more mercenaries in, and you got 50,000 U.S. troops there, scores of bases, some of them that are some of the largest U.S., quote, embassies in the world, giant green zones. And they run snatch and grab teams. They run CIA payoff teams that buy off the media. They have set up a nice little tyranny there. And there's 50,000 troops that roll around and are called out to assist the Iraqi police and Iraqi military, and they're still being killed. And it was a lie 7.5 years ago when George Bush got on the deck of the aircraft carrier off the coast of California, implied that he was off the coast of Iraq, and got out in his fighter pilot outfit. And Fox News, I was watching it live, said he really was a fighter ace. He looks good in that uniform. He's tough. Kind of like Vladimir Putin constantly out there doing all these different tough guy things, spraying the wildfires, out there shooting animals. It's like, oh, he's Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it's the same image with Bush. Well, now with Obama, he's just played musical chairs, a shell game with the troops, and just tells everybody that the war is over. It's all over for the unknown soldier. By the way, we're going to get Dick Gregory on in the next few days, civil rights icon. I called him this morning, never talked to Dick Gregory, one of the greatest living civil rights people. And he called me Dr. Jones, and he said, I'm a big supporter and admire what you do. I was blown away by that, and we're working with a scheduler to get him on the next week, maybe even the next few days. But Dick Gregory announces hunger strike for 9/11 Truth, says he will not eat until there's a new investigation launched. This is going to get some attention. So more and more prominent people going public for 9/11 Truth, because the official story is a fraud, and he cites, of course, Building 7 as one of his main issues. Okay, getting into economic news. I'm going to cover this at the end of this segment and in the first 5 minutes of the next hour. Then we've got a retired FBI agent, Mr. Adams, joining us coming up. You know, this wire, most days it's so easy to hide my wire because I don't wear headphones because they're making me go deaf. And just today, it's just impossible to hide that sucker. I might as well just go back to headphones. It's just driving me crazy. Back there. Plus it's, you know what? Just go back to one of the old ones. I think this one is twisted around or something. I think we're going to give up on this today. After hours of trying to get the stupid thing to stop flopping around. I don't mind that it's sticking out and you can see it in the back. It's that it keeps falling out of my ear. It's all like somebody used it as a bull whip or something this weekend. It's just all tangled around. That's your important economic news, ladies and gentlemen, that my earpiece is giving me problems. See right there. I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore these days. A gremlin came in here during the weekend, not one of the little nice fur balls like Gizmo, one of the bad ones, and got the cord out and went, and got it all in a big knot. All right, let me put my serious cap on here. I look at this news in front of me on the economy, and I don't even want to cover it, folks. I know a lot of you are in denial out there. I'd love to stick my head in the sand, but we just can't do that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
We Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
5 months ago, we reported on stage stings at the Austin Gun Show. Outside of law, the police just ordered the gun show shut down. They threatened racketeering charges, crack house law maneuvers, if they didn't follow the order, and so they shut it down. And then we had a press release a week and a half ago with Paul Velte, Austin lawyer here in town, with the headline, Texas veteran gets prison for selling illegal immigrant with a driver's license a gun. Illegal released. Well, Fox has now picked up on the story, just showing how literally everything we cover ends up being in the news. 2 weeks ago, we broke, because it was leaked to us by law enforcement, the FBI internal memorandum that they were predicting violence if the Koran was burned there in Florida. And ABC News did source us and did cite our article in the document. This one, it didn't do that, but that's fine. The point is, that's why this radio show is so important. We're able to force stories every day. Stuff that we reported on a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago, 2 weeks ago, a week ago. We then see it in mainstream news. Very, very exciting. And I'm not bragging about this. This is why I have such a huge responsibility. It's why I work so hard. It's why I come in every Sunday to do a two-hour abbreviated broadcast. Because we're really affecting change. And you can too. And so now this Obama Justice Department program that's going on nationwide of using illegal aliens to go in for stings and letting the illegal aliens go who are able to get driver's license, this illustrates everything we're facing. And I'm going to continue with the economy coming up later, but I wanted to dovetail this issue with gun dealer gets prison for selling to illegal immigrant, illegal middleman not charged. And, of course, they add later they did have a driver's license. Where's the investigation of how he got a driver's license? Well, I'll tell you. When they put thumb scanners in 1994, and Bill Clinton signed the executive order, but they went in Texas. We already had a real ID then, national ID card. They just now got around to telling people the last 2 years. That's how they always do it. They put it in place, then announce it. That in the news, they had Lamar Smith and others in the news saying, we're doing this, local congressman, to stop illegal aliens. The illegal aliens can walk in with a fake consular matricula, fake name, anything. They're given the license. But citizens are held to a higher standard. And here it is, USA Today, yesterday, U.S. shifts approach to deporting illegal immigrants. The Obama administration is changing the federal immigration enforcement strategy in ways that reduce the threat of deportation for millions of illegal immigrants, even in states such as Arizona, Colorado, Virginia, Ohio, Texas, are pushing to accelerate deportations. And it goes on to report what we got into over a year ago, that deportations are way down. And when they did have deportations, this was in the news, they arrest them in these staged PR stunts at meatpacking plants and other places, and they take them to Homeland Security ICE offices and give them green cards on the spot, including aggravated felons. And now they're just pulling the Border Patrol many miles off the border in Arizona and other states. That's CNS News and others reporting that. They're telling them, don't arrest illegals and don't deport them. And when sheriffs and others are about to release people from jails and prisons, they're refusing to come pick them up. This has been going on for a long time, but now it's out in the open. So when you see an article in USA Today, again today, Homeland Security to test iris scanners, and I'll cover this in the third hour, they're saying it's for illegals at the border. Oh, yeah, it was for people in Fallujah and illegals and then citizens. And police departments under federal grants all over the country, from Texas to Colorado, are getting thumb scanners and retina scanners. When they pull you over, they come over and shoot a laser in your eye and make you put your thumb on the pad. And it's going in the stores, the salons, the libraries. This is the cashless society that will tie in to the global SDRs backed by carbon taxes. You're going to be paying taxes with that thumbprint. Garage sales are being outlawed. Gardens, everything. They're shutting it down.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in a minute we're going to Don Adams, retired FBI agent. We did an interview a few weeks ago with him. It was only 30 minutes long. I wanted to do most of an hour with him. And I wanted specific questions from listeners about the information he has concerning the cover-up of who really killed JFK. But after you've had a chance to hear him recap the information and go into more detail, then I'll give the number out to take 4 or 5 phone calls for Don Adams specifically. Then Mark Moreno is going to be joining us from Climate Depot to detail the continued implosion of the global carbon tax, man-made global warming, anthropogenic global warming fraud. This is so important because the neo-feudalistic domination all over the country, banning garage sales, saying you got to get a license, harassing farmers, Amish, people that have had gardens in their backyard for 15 years being fined. It's all about ending barter economy, ending private sales, tracking everything you buy, sell, and trade and do. This is total feudalism, total and complete control. And that's what I was getting into in the last segment, dealing with the retina scanners, the thumbprinters, just going in at tanning salons, gyms, restaurants, hotels, car rentals, and they're trying to force you to do it. And going back more than 12 years ago, I noticed that there's these ink pads at all the major banks. If you're cashing a check and you don't have a bank account with that bank, Now they try to make you do it even if you have a bank account with that bank and you go in. If you're trying to cash the money and get it out. And I noticed that I would pull up those ink pads that were usually stickered to the counter. And it would always be a biometric consortium company. And the top of the ink pad, the cover of it, would show a red sticker that looked like the actual glowing scanner with an image of a thumbprint. And I knew before I pulled it up the first time more than a decade ago that it would say a biometric company had given it to the bank for free. That's long-term strategic planning, Pavlovian conditioning. And I pulled it up, biometric consortium. Went home, search engined it on Yahoo. Google wasn't even around then. And boom, it was a consortium to teach retailers about biometrics and how great they are. Then at Home Depot, HEB, grocery stores, malls, you'd have 10 checkout counters. First half of them would be self-checkout with a biometric scan. Then it'd be 8 of the 10. And at some stores, all of the 10, and you're not even allowed to have someone serve you. And now they're going in Europe and trying to phase it in here to your own smart cart that scans everything as you do it. This is for total control. And they've got vending machines coming out where whole grocery stores are vending machines, and to get each prohibited item, spray paint, beer, razor blades, cold medicine, you got to swipe your license and thumbprint or retina scan, have a light shot in your eye. This is the total control grid, and I warned you about it in my first film made 13 years ago in 1997, America Destroyed by Design, and now it is here. And we've got to say no to this, and the naked body scanners and all of it. And they're starting to cave in from pressure. First they lied and said they weren't saving the naked body scans, and they said there wasn't any radiation, it wasn't dangerous. Now they admit that. Now they say they're going to have the computer put a cartoon template on the viewer screen for the TSA to cover up your genitals but still tell them if there's a gun. That's another lie. If you read the documentation on it, what TSA is saying they're going to roll out, there's still the naked image being saved and available. Because what they really want is the biometric scan of your body for passive cameras that send out waves that go through your clothes, just like a retina scan, a face scan, a thumbprint scan, a voice print analysis, biometrics that scan your walk. This system will be able to scan the shape of your chest, the shape of your arms, your legs, everything. Everything has an individual fingerprint, basically. And the globalists admit this is for a cashless society, total control to track you and then to shut the economy down so you're bankrupt and under their control. So that's all coming up. And Bill Gates admits the death panels are real, but says they're good. We've got video of that. I mean, it's unspeakable how evil all of this is. And I said I'd get to this yesterday. I didn't. China rethinks its controversial one-child policy. We'll tell you why. We've broken down these numbers before, but here it is in scores of mainstream newspapers with the Chinese government admitting it themselves. Now, shifting gears for the balance of the hour. Donald A. Adams became a special agent of the FBI September 10th, 62. His assignment of note included investigations of Joseph Adams Miltier and later in 64, the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. He was recently come forward with explosive information regarding the events surrounding JFK's assassination. And explosive is right. Here's a local TV station that had an interview with him with the key clip. You can watch the whole thing up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have links to the TV station where they play the FBI and others' intelligence audio of this individual talking about how he was going to kill Kennedy, where they were going to kill Kennedy, and then after they'd killed Kennedy, bragging to the intelligence officer how they did it. Here is that recording.
Startling discovery was a tape recording captured by Miami intelligence officers November 9th, 1963, just weeks before Dallas. Miltier is talking to the informant, William Somerset. The FBI headquarters and Secret Service both had that tape within days.
It should have stopped the president from traveling instantly.
But they didn't.
And he says he was jubilant.
bragging to Somerset. You thought I was kidding when I said he would be killed from a window with a high-powered rifle. Despite all of that, Miltier was never even mentioned in the Warren Commission report.
Now, that's just one part of this. And I was with Jesse Ventura, who's doing a JFK episode and his conspiracy theory. I was with him last week in Atlanta, Georgia, and then in Louisiana. I don't know if they have time, but I told them about Mr. Adams, and they'd already been investigating Miltier and had those tapes. But this is an agent who knew about it, tried to stop it, and was blocked. And I think if they've got time, they might go try to talk to him. Just amazing information. It's AdamsJFK.com's the website. Sir, I'm going to give you the floor as we go to break in about 5-6 minutes. But recap the basics of the case, and then let's get into more detail of why this is so important and why you're going public. Good to have you here, Don.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate that very much.
You bet. You've got the floor. Recap the basic skeleton of this.
Okay.
And then we'll go into why this is so important. I mean, we have a bona fide cover-up clearly showing government involvement. Go ahead.
Okay. My investigation started on November 13th, 1963, 2 weeks before the president was assassinated. I received a call from the agent in charge in the Atlanta FBI office. And he told me that he had a urgent matter that I needed to investigate and that it has to be highly confidential. He told me that there had been a meeting that took place in Indianapolis, Indiana, just a week or two before the last of October of 63. And in that meeting, there were four people who had come out of a very large meeting, and the four of them discussed the killing of President Kennedy. Joseph Miltier was one of them. His real good school boyhood friend, William Somerset, was the second person, and there were two other people that were involved. In the discussion, Miltier tells Somerset that they have a plan in works already where the president, they have already studied this, and the president had been leaving Homestead Air Force Base in Florida. He flies down in Air Force One and then gets into the limousine. Does not have the bubble top on it. It's open convertible, and he travels up Collins Avenue. Now, in 1963, there was no buildings or anything in that area. It was just nothing but palm trees. So he travels up Collins Avenue, goes north to Palm Beach, and then goes to the Kennedy compound, which they lived at for a number of years prior to. And he visits and then returns back to Washington at the end of the weekend. They said that what they planned to do was one of the four in that group was a former sniper in the Second World War, and he was willing to give his life to get up into the palm tree, and these were tall palm trees, to get up in a palm tree, secrete himself up there, and then as the motorcade passed by, he would shoot the president in the back of the car, knowing that he was going to be probably killed or wounded, and he was willing to do that because he believed that much in the cause. If that failed, then the second portion of it was they had an apartment or a office building in Washington, D.C., across just behind Lafayette Park and across from the White House. And they had purchased a heavy-duty tripod and a heavy weapon, and they were going to shoot the president when he came out onto the portico or walk the grounds of the White House. As a result of that, this was their plan, and this is what they were going to do. The agent in charge told me that he wanted me to do a full background investigation on Miltier as quickly as I possibly could. Miltier lived in Quitman, Georgia. He was very, very close to a girl by the name of C.C. Cofield, who lived in Valdosta, Georgia, who was a prostitute. And Miltier spent more time with her than he did in his Valdosta home. I mean, his Quitman home is more in Valdosta with her. So anyway, as a result of it, in talking to the boss, he told me to hold it very confidential. And I told him, I said, well, I'm going to need help on this. I said, I don't know that town too well, and I would like to talk with the chief of police, Bill Elliott, who I worked a couple cases with, and I have trusted him. And he said, no. You're not going to talk to anybody.
All right, stay there. Don Adams, retired FBI agent. The circle is now complete. With this information, it confirms everything that E. Howard Hunt has said. It confirms all the other bona fide 40-plus years of documented facts that we have. We'll be right back with Don Adams. Stay with us.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually, you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
With no end in sight for the global financial crisis, it's become very evident there is a global food shortage upon us.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed? What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now. This is your last chance to stock up and save with the last Mountain House sale of the year.
Today is the last day.
Ready Made Resources offers GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House case lots, plus free shipping. Go to readymaderesources.com before it's too late. See the variety of quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Remember, this 25% off case lots is over today.
Call 800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 1-800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com.
Sale ends today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, we're going right back to retired FBI agent Don Adams. And I know you're like, hey, 80 plus or even higher percentage of Americans know that the government was involved killing Kennedy. So why are we talking about it? Because if they can get away with that lie, they can get away with anything. And it's just like Bruce Willis told Vanity Fair after he saw some of my documentaries. He said, look, the people that killed Kennedy are still running this country. It's like Ron Paul has said, we've had a coup in this nation. I've got mainstream news articles about British troops running heroin. Of course they run the heroin. I've got Fox News admitting our troops grow the opium in Afghanistan. This is a lawless criminal government at the top, and it's compartmentalized where most people don't know. Now, Don Adams, you had left off with You were trying to get the aid of a police chief, but you were told no by the FBI. This guy's telling people at meetings with FBI informants there recording him that we're going to kill him with a high-powered rifle. Please continue.
Okay. I finally got approval from him. I persisted, and I got approval and told him that we can accomplish a lot in a short period of time. Bill Elliott and I went out, and we did an enormous amount of work in 4 or 5 days. We went to the credit bureau, police department, sheriff's offices, to the schools, to different organizations, employment bureaus. I mean, you name it, we went to it. Anything that he would have a possible connection with to get as much data as we possibly could. Chief Elliott tells me that on Saturday mornings, Miltier goes out and stands on the corner, and the streets at that time were just dirt streets in equipment. He stands on a corner in Equipment, Georgia, every Saturday, and he passes out hate literature that he mimeographs and copies, and there are not direct threats but implied threats as to his feelings towards the president, the attorney general, and so on. So on a Saturday, I went and I wore old clothes and that, and I went up to him and obtained from him a large amount of material, and he was just very anxious to give it to me and try to get as much out to me as he could. I took that material plus all the other information that I had obtained from him, and I took it back to my house and then to the office, and I worked late through the night, and I compiled a complete report on this. I subsequently then took the report to Atlanta and gave it to the special agent in charge, because this request for us to do this investigation came from the Secret Service to us, because they didn't have an agent in Thomasville. So as a result of it, I gave it to the SAC. He then in turn gave it to the special agent in charge of the Secret Service, and I was finished with it. And that was a couple of days before the 22nd. And on the 22nd at 12:30, my partner and I were in a car, and we pulled up alongside a bus, and the bus driver said, "Did you hear what happened in Dallas?" And my partner, who was on the right side, said, "No, he had not." And he said, "They just shot the president in Dallas." And my heart dropped right down through the floorboard. I mean, I was devastated, because here I had just finished this workup, and the first thoughts that went to my mind was, did I mess up? Did I do something wrong? You know, what happened here? So anyway, we got a call to go to the Highway Patrol barracks. They had a message for us to go to the Department of Agriculture, because they had teletype capabilities and the FBI did not. We went there, went through the formalities, and introduced ourselves and so on, and then we ended up going to the Department of Agriculture. When I walked into the Department of Agriculture and we went to the teletype room, I looked at the teletype, and the teletype said, "Mr. Adams, the President of the United States is dead." And you can't imagine how this hit me. And then it said, "Call your agent in charge in Atlanta immediately." So I called the agent in charge in Atlanta immediately, and I can't tell you the emotions that went through my system in that when this happened, and the thoughts that went through my mind in that. But I called the agent in charge in Atlanta, talked with him, and he told me to locate Miltier immediately and hold him for the Secret Service. So then I went out, I left immediately and told my partner, Royal McGraw. I said, he's now deceased. I said, "I'm leaving and I'm going to hunt for Miltier and see if I can get him for the Secret Service." And so I took off and I went over there, and I spent the 22nd, Friday was that evening, the 22nd, all day Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And Wednesday evening on the 27th, I finally located him. I had to get backup from backup help from the agent over in Valdosta, and he and I located him up 59 miles or 60 miles north of Thomasville, where he had left Coalfield's house. And I stopped him on the highway. We took him back to Valdosta, and I interviewed him. Now, the strange thing that bothered me, the first indication, I had one other indication, but I'll tell you about that a little bit if I can. But the first indication I had that there was something wrong with this was that my boss said to me, "There are only 5 questions that I want you to ask him, and nothing more." And I said, "Wait a minute, boss." He said, "He travels, talks to people. I can find out so much information." He said, "You will ask these 5 questions. This is an order, and you will follow that."
Don, stay there. Long segment coming up. Let's continue on the other side and get your take on what all of this means. Straight ahead, key information.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung System at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung System works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year when any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs. Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There is a war on for your mind. We're here to get people to realize that and start thinking outside the box. Going back to Don Adams in a moment, I want to give the phone number out for specific questions or comments for our guest, retired FBI agent Don Adams. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Specifically on this issue. Before we go back to Don, I want to tell you about some of our great sponsors. One of them is MySolarBackup.com. Have you lost your power? Wanted to simply flip the switch and get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com. There's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electricity. Here's why. Plug-and-play generators available from our wonderful sponsors, Solutions from Science. are great systems. You just plug them in. There's no fumes like a generator, a gas generator. It's a wonderful system. The government doesn't own the sun, ladies and gentlemen, and it's time to start moving towards getting off the grid. You can get a couple of these units and run whole areas of your house, or get one and run your campsite, your work shed, or key appliances during emergencies. It's a great system with a solar panel, the controller, and the battery system. Very easy to use. Just plug and use. 877-327-0365 to call and get a free brochure. 877-327-0365 or mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. And lastly, I want to tell you about Inner Health Botanicals. They've got healthy coffee, infused with rainforest, key nutrients. Read about it all at innerfood.com. E-N-E-R-food.com. Of course, they're best known for their green food, 20 organic superfood ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you energy and keeps you well. It even won the best superfood by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, in 2009, and that says a lot. Innerfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. When you're on their website or call, tell them Alex Jones sent you for incredible specials. Again, ladies and gentlemen, 866-762-9238, innerfood.com. Because there's so many toxins and things in the environment, but when you take vitamins and minerals, you absorb some of it, but you don't absorb it all like with a superfood. They got a bunch of great products, innerfood.com, 866-762-9238. And don't forget also that we fund this operation with the video and T-shirt and book sales and all the special discounts we've got right now. We've got a deal to get a free Jesse Ventura book. It's only going to be running for a few weeks up at Infowars.com, American Conspiracy. So be sure and check that out today. Get the Obama Deception and a copy of Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies. Excellent hardcover book, free, while supplies last. And that, we estimate that should be about 2 weeks or less. So be sure and take advantage of that today. Okay, Don, sorry for interrupting. I want to go to calls soon, but getting up to the point now, they say you can only ask him 5 questions.
Right.
Then you get transferred to Dallas. You learn even more and get told to shut up.
Yes.
And now they release these tapes and all this stuff, and it turns out the FBI knew all along. But before you finish your bombshell story that's totally documented, this is so amazing. What about the issue of you got a guy hanging out with a bunch of serious former military people saying, we're going to kill the president? I mean, if somebody makes a joke and puts Obama on a target at a shooting range, the Secret Service comes out and interviews them, and a few people have shot their mouth off and they've been arrested. I know a guy sent me an email once saying, you know, I'm going to kill Bush. And I thought it was a setup trying to set me up. So
right.
I called the Secret Service, and 2 days later I got sent a Tennessee newspaper. They went to his house. He admitted that, yeah, I planned to do this. Turned out he was a lunatic, and they arrested him.
Sure.
Okay, so you know, sure, you want to find out who else is involved, but don't you immediately grab this guy if he's recorded by the FBI and informants saying, okay, we're going to kill him with a high-powered? I mean, weren't you asking that question, or did they tell you, oh, well, we're not sure if he's serious? Well, I mean, regardless, if somebody starts saying, I'm going to, you know, kill him with a high-powered rifle, don't you get arrested for that?
Well, the problem with it is that in those days, the jurisdiction was with the Secret Service. And so since they're asking us for our help to do the background information, I can only do what we're told to do. And as far as going out and taking it on my own to change things or alter things and try to effect an arrest or something like that, you can't do that. Because the law says specifically what our jurisdiction as the FBI is and what Secret Service is. So once they asked us for the background, that's all I
can
do.
And, of course, we know about the Secret Service stand down, and we know they were planning to kill him in Florida, then Chicago. A Secret Service agent there went public and stopped it there. That's on record.
Right.
And then they got him in Dallas, and then he gets off the train and brags the informant, I told you we were going to get him. You think I was joking around here, boy?
Yeah. Well, see, that's the whole sad part about it is that there were a number of little barometers that were telling me that there was something wrong here. And all I did was start totaling them up and adding them up in that to make sure that I was right on the right track in that. But not until 1993 did I get the book High Treason. And in that book, it's the tape recording is actually copied in there, and it tells in there that they're going to kill him from a tall building with a high-powered rifle. And this was said on November the 9th of 63. Hell, he should have never gone to Dallas. Everybody failed. But the thing is that where things are bad, Alex, is that all of this stuff disappeared. All of the information that I did on my investigation concerning Miltier, there's nothing in Washington in the files. I found one document, one piece of paper of the interview of Miltier, and that's not even complete. I mean, there was a number of things other. I got descriptive data from him and all the other stuff, and I got none of that. The only thing I had was the first front page, and even the front page was altered because the very first question on there that's listed there, I didn't ask him that question. I don't know.
So they're putting fake reports in and expunging the rest. But also, in that treason book, you saw clearer than day, bigger than Dallas,
yeah.
Miltier there, looking
sure
right at Kennedy in the motorcade, and boy, he's got that Hawkeye looking at his quarry.
Right. And see, everyone was trying to discredit that photograph, but I know the guy. I stood there and I talked to him, and I interviewed him, and I took material from him, as I said. And you're not going to convince me and tell me that he's 4 inches shorter than the actual individual, because that's Miltier. And when he's standing there looking at the subject, at the target, 2 seconds or 3 seconds before he's shot. Where are we going with our investigations? How are we going to conduct a proper investigation when we permit all of this stuff to go on? And then they sit and they destroy documents that are supposed to be in the archives and things. And we can't do our investigations that way. And we never, I was totally, dismayed as to the lack of what they did in this investigation. I mean, I think my grandson, I said this before, my grandson, who lives in Florida, he's 26 years old, and he could have done a better investigation than these people did. And they did nothing concerning the once they targeted Oswald, said Oswald was the shooter, that was the end of it.
And then they got rid of that, Patsy, as well. Bottom line, why are you going public, A? And B, what does this do to your worldview of who runs this country and other things we're told? We now know the Gulf of Tonkin was staged to get us into Vietnam. We now know they used Muslim extremists to overthrow the leader of Iran, who was pro-U.S. We now know that there is a very wicked, cold-blooded criminal group that does whatever they want and gets away with it. And they're so arrogant now, they come out on Fox News and say, yeah, the Marines grow the opium in Afghanistan. I mean, it's so in our face. They lie about WMDs. They get away with murder. I mean, what is true if they've been caught lying about this?
That's an excellent question, and it points directly to what their concern is. I mean, when you take and you multiply what you just said and take a look at everything that's going on in this country, it's scary. And you wonder, people talk in terms of conspiracies and this and that, and they make big issues about them and that, but they are happening.
Well, you know, it's called HT.
Yeah.
We're going into hyper-tyranny. And they're historically, but currently with the evidence, I mean, there's no doubt we're not running this country. Presidents are puppets. And, you know, plus the message that they could kill a president in broad daylight, shoot him in the throat, as witnesses said they saw plumes of smoke and men with guns. Then they killed those witnesses. They could have the brain, and then people point out it's a fake brain, not his brain. So then the brain disappears out of the National Archives.
Right.
You've got them flying the limousine off to be rebuilt immediately. It goes on and on and on. And then I've even interviewed the late mistress of LBJ, and he was at the Driscoll a few days before, and Aussie says, I'm going to kill that SOB.
Yeah.
And then I've talked to people that when he came out of the meeting at Murchison's house in Dallas, and they said, we're going to kill that son of a bitch. Excuse me, but that's what they said.
Yeah.
And you got Nixon and all them there, and they did it. They murdered him in cold blood, and they just, and you know, it's a message to those of us that can think, yeah, we killed him. What you going to do about it? All these sheep want to believe that a good government's running things. I'm sorry, I'm ranting, sir.
That's okay. No, you have a right to do that, and I respect you for that, because we have to take a serious look at where we're going in this country, and the things that are happening are being surfaced by persons like yourself and Glenn Beck and some other people, and that we have to make the public aware that we've got a serious problem here. And when you can take the life of the president and do whatever you want with that, From that point on, there's nothing else that has to fear you.
Has Glenn Beck covered JFK?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, he does do some good work. I'm sad. I think I actually have seen videos of him criticizing it, but maybe he'll wake up. Maybe he's going in the right direction there, but I guess he is about as good as it gets in mainstream media. It's just that, maybe we should contact Glenn Beck and try to get you on his show. I mean, you're a retired FBI agent. We've got these tapes. This is powerful evidence.
Anything that you can do to help me to get there, that's been my total motivation.
Well, we know, listen. If I wear a Don't Tread on Me shirt under a suit, he wears it. If I do jokes and go, oh, I'm afraid, so don't worry. Glenn Beck's people are watching and listening right now, and so I would ask them to have you on. But sorry, sir, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's fine. I appreciate that very much. But what I was going to tell you is that the total picture of this thing, to sum it up in that, is Oswald does not do the shooting, and yet they spent over 2,000 publications naming him and saying that it's him. I just recently gave a talk, and as soon as I finished making my statement that he had a bullet hole in his throat and that he didn't do the shooting because he was down in a break room at the exact moment that the shooting was taking place, and that a lady was standing there, and she says, I know that Oswald was the shooter, and I know that he was the person that committed the crime.
And she knows that the Easter Bunny is real as well.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So it's sometimes defeating what you're trying to do, but we have to understand that this stuff has been pounded into these people's heads for 47 years that Oswald's a shooter.
Well, by the way, Mr. Adams, you go over the evidence, but backing you up, the Parkland doctors put on the report he'd been shot in the throat. But sure. I don't need to hear it from the doctors. You see him, boom, get hit in the throat, and then he gets shot several more times. I mean, we know what happened, but we have the doctor's own reports. I mean,
Dr. Crenshaw. Charles Crenshaw, and he administered to him. And first thing when he walked into trauma room one was, he, as soon as they had the president laying there on the gurney, he said, hell, he's got a bullet hole in his throat. And he didn't make his publication, JFK Conspiracy of Silence, until 1992. And the reason that he waited that long was because he was afraid that he would lose his medical profession if he came forth with the truth.
Well, I've interviewed Grudy. He came to one of my events. And he, of course, was the Undertaker.
Okay.
And the FBI came in with Lee Harvey Oswald, put ink on his hand, and to make sure the prints stayed there, and put the prints on the rifle. Did you know that?
I had heard that. I had heard that there was no prints on the rifle that they were put on afterwards. And I also know this, that the first weapon that they found in there was a Mauser. And then all of a sudden the Mauser disappears, because there's a picture of a police officer holding the Mauser up in the air. And the next thing, it shows the picture of the man like a Carcona as the weapon that killed the president. But when you take, if we sat down and we listed all these things, Alex, and marked them as one item of evidence, and that, it would shock you.
Oh, I know. There's just hundreds and hundreds in it.
Sure.
And I mean, I've interviewed LBJ's admitted mistress. I mean, it's all on record.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
You talked about that meeting at Murchison's house. When the hell do you ever find LBJ and President Nixon in the same meeting with J. Edgar Hoover? I mean, at Murchison's house and H.L. Hunt there, and when they said they walked out, a woman overheard President LBJ make a comment that...
That G.D. Kennedy will never bother me again.
Yeah.
Never embarrass me again.
Yeah, now think about that. I mean, with the knowledge that all these people had for so long, you know, he was defending the Warren Commission, and the Warren Commission was a joke.
Well, listen, I'm from Austin, okay, and my family's been here since the 50s, and, you know, all of these people involved got off on the power of LBJ and all his gangsters and thugs. They bragged, they, at cocktail parties, they might as well gone up on church roofs and beat their chest. Yeah. They're very proud of it.
Sure.
I mean, that's an enjoyment for them. And then, you know, the sheeple want to suck their thumbs. Let's take a phone call. Andy in Connecticut, you're on the air with retired FBI agent Don Adams. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Andy.
I had a quick question for you. I've always been interested in just, I guess, the truth. Real history is way more interesting than the stuff we learn in school. When my father learned that I was getting into conspiracy theories, as he would call them, he got me into JFK, because that was always of interest of his. But he said that he will go to his grave knowing that Oswald did it. And he sat me down and forget what news segment it was, but it was like an hour long, almost like recreated CGI saying, we're going to find out if there is a conspiracy theory because JFK was a great president. We want to
prove. They use fake evidence and all those. I mean, these aren't conspiracy theories. We just gave you facts. Facts.
Andy, when you talk in terms, it is Andy, right?
Yes.
When you talk in terms of a bullet hole in the president's throat, and it doesn't exit the back of his neck because it went through a windshield and that slowed the projectile down to where it didn't go through his back through the back of his neck and that
partially and then, spent.
Yes, and then you have the president, the future president of the United States, Gerald Ford. When he's on that commission, he moves that bullet 5 inches up and 2 inches to the right to be able to put a hole in the back of the neck to be able to say that Oswald shot him from the Book Depository. So I'm telling you 100%, believe me, Andy, that Oswald did.
Andy,
not
stay there. Stay there. Everybody stay there.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
Okay. We're going to keep Don Adams 5 minutes in the next hour. Then we've got expert on the imploding climate gate joining us. Big, big developments that affect all of us on that front, defeating the carbon tax. But Andy, I want to go to Robert, Fred, Shannon, and Wilson before our guest leaves us. His website's adamsjfk.com. Great information on the site and some DVDs documenting this. So you can have actual video interviews with our guest. Andy, does that answer your question? I mean, we have the former CIA assassination team commander who overthrew more than 10 countries E. Howard Hunt, on record, deathbed confession, video, audio, and written, saying it was the big event. They were going to kill him in Miami. They were going to kill him in Chicago, but they decided on Dallas because good law enforcement continued to find out what was going on the white side of things and stopping it. I mean, do you understand? We just have bombshell evidence, just stacking and stacking and stacking. I mean, what are you getting at here, Andy?
I was just basically wondering if he sees any of those other reports, would he consider them 100% lies, or do they try and mix in facts to make it blurry? But before he answers the question, I quickly wanted to say, I wasn't around when Kennedy was shot, so looking back at the news is hard to judge. So I think it's key that InfoWars is around right now, because I'll tell friends, if you want to watch the news, you know, a month behind things happening, watch the news. If you want to know things 2 months before they happen, start listening to InfoWars. So seeing the way politicians spin things now, the way the news comes out, it's totally believable that it would be a cover-up.
All right, thank you, Andy. Let me get a comment from...
I just want to mention one other thing to Andy. Andy, you have to know one thing, that my work has always been just nothing but pure facts. I'm not speculating, and I'm not turning the information around. A PD officer by the name of Baker... PD officer by the name of Baker and the superintendent of the Texas School Book Depository confronted Oswald 1 second after the first shot was fired. And he was standing there drinking a Coke in the Coke room. And three other employees who worked with Oswald saw him there. So my big goal is to eliminate Oswald as even being a part of this thing. He played a very heavy role as a patsy, and they let him...
He was a CIA operative that's now been declassified, hung out to dry.
Exactly right.
And all of you government operatives need to remember that and understand that. When they got caught torturing, we had the White House memos ordering it. They sent the people to prison who did the torturing. Okay. And then Bush came out 2 months ago and said, yeah, I ordered the torture, I'd do it again on TV. People are in prison for doing that. They will hang you out to dry. Remember that for all you operatives out there. Robert in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead. Robert dropped. Fred in Ohio, go.
Yes, I've got two questions for Don. What was the five questions that he was allowed to ask Maltier, and what was the reason for the assassination? I know that JFK moved against the Federal Reserve Board, so I'd like to know that. I'll hang up and listen to the answers. Thank you very much.
I'll answer as quickly as I can. Federal Reserve Board was a very important decision that was made, and that had a very heavy impact on it. The second element that played a very heavy impact on it was to pull the troops out of Vietnam. When you take a country from military and put it back to civilian, there's a tremendous loss to a lot of people as far as big dollars is concerned. And so those two elements, I think, played a very, very strong part. I don't know the answer to this, but I speculate that they were involved in making it, getting that decision to take him out because of that. And let's see, the other thing that you asked was?
The five questions.
Oh, the five questions. I'm going to try to remember them as best I can, but one of them had to do with Martin Luther King when he was killed. Another one, the second question, and these are just short paragraphs with answers and stuff because I couldn't go into any...
Tell you what, stay there. Back in 70 seconds, we'll finish that question, then get to more calls.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Finishing up with retired FBI agent Don Adams. AdamsJFK.com is the website. We'll have to have him back up again. So much information, but I want to try to get to as many calls as possible. Briefly, from what you said in the last interview, the questions you were allowed to ask Miltier were basically distractions from the real questions, and that's why you thought it was a cover-up.
Well, he asked a question about the Kennedy assassination. Did he have any knowledge of it, okay? Once he answered no on that, I mean, the question was done. I couldn't probe into it. What did he know as far as Martin Luther King's direction as to where he was going? It was the same thing with that. And then the bombing of the three children in Birmingham, Alabama, what did he know about that? And he said he knew nothing about it. Yet we know from information developed after that that he had heavy discussion concerning the bombing of those three kids in Birmingham and of course, the Kennedy assassination and so on. I mean,
and then he died mysteriously. Let's jump to Shannon in Mississippi. Right. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex and Mr. Adams? Mr. Adams, I just want to get straight to a question for you. The man that filmed that famous video that everybody has seen, I've watched it over and over and over. I just wanted to ask you a question. The man that filmed that video, was he ever investigated? Was he a part of the CIA? And also, Mr. Adams, when those first shots were fired, did anybody ever investigate or even look at the driver of the limo? He took a wrong turn. Is it possible that maybe he could have fired that fatal shot? And when it was fired, Mrs. Jackie Onassis was trying to jump out of the back of the limo, and then they put her back inside, and the limo just drives off.
Well, that's a lot of questions. What was the first one?
About the man that took that famous video.
Yeah, Zapruder.
Okay. I saw the original Zapruder film before it was changed and altered, and the actual shot into the throat and the back of his head being blown off, which you knew there was another shot from the front. Before that film that I watched, which was a copy of the original, before that went out into the public and started getting dissected in that as far as frames is concerned, that was illegitimate, and those things did happen just as they showed.
Yeah, and from my research, it's pure quackery that the driver turns around and shoots the president, and I've blown up the video. I've looked at it.
Sure, and he did stop the car twice, and almost completely to a dead stop, which is against
everything. Yeah, so clearly in on it's what you're saying.
Sure. Well, what I'm saying is,
what about turning around and shooting him?
No, that didn't happen, and there's a lot of people that have movies and stuff of that, and that did not happen.
The guy that put that out also said that he's seen videos that aliens shot of the crucifixion of Jesus. So,
I can understand that. Now, the thing is that when this guy stops the car and does what he did, that just troubles me terribly because these agents are trained to know exactly how to react. And the minute that a report goes out from a weapon and that, hell, you get the hell out of there. You don't stop the car and almost come to a complete stop.
Well, you don't send the president out when people are openly talking about killing him, or you at least have the armored limousine.
But see, all that stuff disappeared. I mean, it went to the Secret Service, and it went to the FBI in Washington, went to the FBI all over, and that. Atlanta knew about it. My partner knew about it, but I was never told. And all I'm saying is that because I was a new agent going into that office, even though I was 32 years old, had been through Korea and everything else, they thought that I was naive and I wouldn't pick up on any of that stuff. And as a result, it was assigned a case to me because why would you give I was 13 years younger as far as service was concerned than the guy that I was working with, and then why would you assign a case to me? And then I find out later on, many years later, 1993, 94, or even later than that, when we went to the archives, that Maral McGraw did an investigation on Miltier in 1962, a year before me.
All right, we're out of time.
Okay.
Don Adams, thank you so much. I look forward to speaking to you in the near future. God bless your courage, sir.
God bless you, too, and thank you for helping and trying to get this to the public, Alex. You're doing a marvelous job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The next 25 minutes, Mark Moreno joins us, and I'm blitzing through a bunch of key news that ties into this. Bill Gates admits there are death panels, and they're a good idea. Obama's having to admit your insurance premiums are going to go up. It all ties into this environmental population reduction cult. And now the UN came out last week and said, we're getting rid of the global warming hype. We got a whole new group of scare tactics, and we're going to target human population. And said we've got to reduce that. But then I've got a Chinese government report saying their population's been decimated and it's screwing up their society. Here it is, London Independent. China rethinks its controversial one-child policy. That's coming up after Mark Moreno leaves us. I tried to get to this on the Sunday show, but didn't. But we will cover that key intel coming up at the bottom of the hour. Mark Moreno runs the climate website, climatedepot.com, the premier site exposing this fraud, for the Committee for Conservative Tomorrow. And, of course, he's also worked with the Republicans on the U.S. Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works and is really the guy that helped educate Senator Inhofe and others and worked for him. And I wanted to get Mark on. We've got Lord Monckton on, had been on about a month and a half, Thursday for a full hour, because You've got Pachauri 9 months ago saying ClimateGate wasn't even real, now admitting, okay, we just made up all this stuff about melting Himalayan glaciers and all the rest of it, and we have hidden the decline, but it's still for a good reason. And, yeah, we made a lot of money moving industry out of Western Europe and England and the U.S. to India, but that's okay. And now you have the UN IPCC lead author rips IPCC's claims as outright false. You have another IPCC leader, Santer, earlier last year saying, yeah, we took out other top authors who didn't agree with us and said there wasn't an increase in temperature, actually a decline the last decade. So all of this is going on, but they don't care. Al Gore still goes on the news and says, peer-reviewed, not one scientist on Earth disagrees. You don't think the moon landings happen if you question us. So I want him to, he hadn't been on in, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, recap all that's unfolded. Because if you thought ClimateGate was big, it just gets more outrageous and more insane. I mean, just a gaggle of lying fraudsters who want to create a bunch of collectivist taxes. I've got CNBC reporting on world government funded by carbon taxes that you pay to private banks. Madoff, Ken Lay, Al Gore came up with a lot of these things. I mean, this is a group of swindling slime bags. And Mark Moreno joins us to go over and chronicle all of this. But meanwhile, they're over in England saying they want to arrest climate deniers. And saying they want to make it illegal and saying we need to, all over the British news, we've read the headlines, we need to get authoritarian. If the public's too dumb to accept carbon tyranny, we'll just force it on them. I mean, this is just a gaggle of crooks that want to run our lives. Mark Moreno, good to have you on with us.
Hey, thanks a lot. Happy to be here. Interesting thing you brought this up about forcing it on us. We had the New York Times, Tom Friedman, who earlier this year lauded China's environmental policies, and he said, and I quote, Tom Friedman, who lives in a mansion, by the way, in suburban Maryland, one party can just impose politically difficult but critically important policies needed to move a society forward in China, unlike this messy democracy where they can be thwarted. And what's interesting is right after he said that, China came out and did all these draconian carbon limits on some of their industry, and they had complete havoc. People couldn't even flush the toilet in some parts of China. I mean, this is what they want. They want a one-party rule, a green rule. They openly talk about global governance, but you asked for some of the updates here. What is happening is hilarious. I call it the Dan Rather defense. Remember the Bush National Guard documents, shown to be a forgery, shown to be a hoax. But Dan Rather's defense at the time was, well, you know, it really doesn't matter if the documents, the story was accurate, but the documents may have been false. And what they've now done is the United Nations IPCC climate panel that shared the Nobel Prize with the masseuse in chief, or with Al Gore, the former vice president, they literally have now said, yes, there's all these errors, and this was wrong, and yes, we admit that the government's handpicked the scientists that joined us, and they'd only pick warmest scientists. Yes, we admit that only a few dozen scientists actually looked at whether CO2 actually has a warming impact. Yes, we admit to all these different scandals, and the new inquiry that came out a couple weeks ago was really devastating to the UN. But they're basically saying, all that doesn't matter because we still got the science right. Sure, we messed up the process. Sure, we had a bunch of con men doing this, and sure, we admit to this, and sure, this happened, but it doesn't affect the underlying science. It's the exact defense Dan Rather used back in 2004, saying the fake documents don't mean the story wasn't true. And that's where the United Nations is right now, and they expect us to take them seriously.
Well, Mark, I mean, going back here, though, first they denied that ClimateGate was what it really was, showing their internal fraud premeditatedly.
Yes.
And now they're just still driving forward with all of this. And how do we counter these people? Newt Gingrich is still running around saying we need carbon taxes. Glenn Beck told USA Today that he thinks global warming's real. The issue is a lot of Republicans and conservatives are still going along with this.
Well, I will say, in terms of Newt Gingrich sat on a sofa with Nancy Pelosi, and he still defends that decision in an ad for Al Gore out in front of the Capitol. That was outrageous. Now, I think the Glenn Beck quote, I think that was in USA Weekend. I believe Beck was being facetious with the reporter by saying he believes that the globe is warm, but he still questions mankind's role. But in terms of, you know, looking at the political and scientific climate right now, the movement is absolutely dead. The problem is there's a thing called zombies in the undead, and this can be resurrected as quickly as a lame duck session of Congress, as quickly as Obama ordering his EPA to start regulating CO2 because Congress wouldn't do it. So we're
they've announced they're doing that. They're going ahead with it.
They are. They're trying to say it's going to be moderate, watered down, but there's a couple ways. Congress can try to pass a law restricting the EPA's ability. Obama's already said he'll veto it. And then all we're going to have left with are the courts. And, of course, you know, the longer Obama's in, the more he gets to stack the courts, and particularly the Supreme Court, which actually opened the door for this. I think it was either 2007 or 2008, now the big Supreme Court case, that allowed us to regulate CO2 as a pollutant. Think about that. For the first time in human history, we're regulating what we exhale from our mouth, CO2. We inhale oxygen, we exhale CO2. And now the United States government, the old expression, they can't tax the air we breathe. Oh, yes, they can. They're going to be taxing what we exhale. This is just the madness of our age. And what's so funny is we've caught them red-handed. We've caught them in scandal. We've caught them in fraud. We got them recanting. We have scientists now switching. We have a major left-wing scientist like Dennis Rancourt out of Canada who now says global warming is nothing but an imaginary problem of the first world middle class. Major leftists are bailing, saying they can't go on with this anymore because the movement is in tatters. It was never should have been a movement, and Al Gore is making them sick. So,
meanwhile, Austin has passed stealth carbon taxes, but they admit it. $2.6 billion over the next 3 years on power and gas. They just don't care. They just don't care. And I saw Schwarzenegger during the Copenhagen summit. He said, I'm going to lead governors and mayors to save America. We're going to do it. And so they just don't care. They're just coming in swindling.
Well, here's the thing. Here's how you know it's a con. Let's assume that the United Nations is right. Let's assume Al Gore is right on the science. Let's assume Arnold Schwarzenegger is correct on the science. Even if you buy that, the granddaddy of all, the Kyoto Protocol, wouldn't even have a detectable impact on climate using their science. The most shocking thing is we have professors here in the United States, a guy named Professor Brown, coming out saying it's the greatest ethical scandal that Washington didn't pass the climate bill in order to bring us to a low-carbon economy. Well, Obama's own EPA administrator, Lisa Jackson, admitted if the congressional climate bill became law, not only would it not impact temperature, it wouldn't even impact global CO2 levels. In other words, it's purely symbolic. And yet we're told by Barbara Boxer, we're told by President Obama, that the bill will prevent floods, droughts, hurricanes. It's literally, we've advanced no more than the ancient Aztecs, Alex. 1450 or so, they slaughtered thousands of Aztecs in order to bring about an end to droughts. And this is where we are now. We think we can control by eliminating SUVs and unplugging our phone chargers and getting rid of coal and returning back, that we can somehow control the weather. This is no more scientifically advanced. What we're seeing on Capitol Hill and from the U.S. than what they did with the witch trials. A bad crop, let's blame a witch. It's the witch is doing it. They honestly believe we control the Earth's thermostat. This has become the madness of our age. It's climate astrology.
Well, you're right. By the mid-level minions, kind of the outer court, they really do believe it. But when you read Club of Rome, UN, and others, it's all about population reduction, and it's about government and select corporate mafias allowing certain industries to operate and others not to. It's about them funding their buddies with federal and international money through so-called green job initiatives. It's just the big city mafia model taking over the planet. I mean, at the end of the day, the leadership of these groups, from my research, know exactly what they're doing. Can you expound on your research and what the end game is for these people, Mark?
Well, the end game is they've decided they want a collective society. And I'm talking about going back to the 1960s. What the environmental movement really is, it's a collection of ragtag collection of the leftover radical hippies from the 1960s. And I say that seriously. If you look at the first Earth Day, that's what it was. That's what it was known as. George Will and actually another commentator did a great analysis of the entire green movement. They've literally taken the word progress out of the progressive movement. And so what this is a existence about bean counters, about international bureaucrats, and about a collectivism. This is what Vaclav Klaus, the president of the Czech Republic, who knows something about communism, when he said the Berlin Wall fell and the Soviet Union collapsed, the greatest threat to freedom we face is from what he called ambitious environmentalism. And what they've done since the late 60s forward is they've just plug and play. In other words, every scare of the day had the same solutions and the same cause, mankind, and the same solutions. We need more government, more regulation.
Stay there, Mark. Stay there. Sure. Global government. Let's come back and talk about global government. Because in their own words, once they get the carbon tyranny in place and can tax you for breathing, they're going to tax the family out of existence. These are human-hating control freaks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 13th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $12.4540. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.7847, $6.3923 for a half ounce, or $3.1962 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.7847, $6.3923, or $3.1962.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Mark Moreno is going to be with us for about 40 after. Then I'm going to get into Bill Gates and the death panels. And that connects into this. Bill Gates is funding all this carbon tax baloney. And they admit it's about population reduction. It's about you freezing your butt off in the dark. Mark, I want to get into ways to beat these people, and I also want to talk about population reduction with you, but what we have to remember, and I want you to speak to this, is they're not backing off. They're accelerating at the, quote, independent school district level, they are confirmed showing elementary, first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade children cartoon documentaries, same thing in Australia, where little bunny rabbits die. And I'm talking to adults, parents, everywhere, who say that their daughters and sons, when they drive by a new construction site, start crying and hate themselves. And this ties into death education and the suicides. I mean, this is making everybody guilty for having any wealth and just giving it all to these parasites so Al Gore can chase his masseuses around with his Johnson flopping about. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's what's going on here.
You mentioning kids here. There's a new Brendan Fraser Brooke Shields film, and I think it's called Furry Revenge or something like that, and it's all geared toward kids being upset at a development project. A few years back, there was a movie about a pancake house going up in Florida, and it was all about kids being taught to glorify eco-terrorism. They went and they put in alligators on the site to cause destruction. They vandalized the site, all to prevent the environment from being hurt. This is Hollywood, mainstream Hollywood. Carl Hyson, the author, was the one that wrote that book, and it was made into a movie. They're propagandizing our kids to be eco-terrorists.
They're building their Mal brigades.
The Discovery gunman didn't have this kind of propaganda when he was little, so you can imagine where we're going to be 30 years from now. But it's absolutely, if you look across the spectrum at what they were doing, when we went to the break, I was just explaining to you briefly, is that they've had multiple eco-scares, and when they fade away, they just plug in a new one. In the 1970s, we had the overpopulation scares, we had resource scarcity, predictions of famine, you had pesticide scares, DDT scares, you had the man-made global cooling scares. In the 80s and 90s, you had the Amazon rainforest, the deforestation, getting all the kids sad at the monkeys going homeless, their predictions the Amazon would be gone. By the way, the Amazon, for every acre cut in the tropical forest worldwide, an estimated 50 are growing back. People are leaving the jungle. They're calling them the galloping jungle. They're growing so fast. So that eco-scare faded away. Now with global warming fading away, they have so much invested in it, they're not going to let it fully fade away. But right now, the UN has already come out. It has a new biodiversity panel modeled after the IPCC panel. And by the way, it's exactly modeled because there's been analysis done, multiple errors all about the species. In fact, on Climate Depot today, I have a whole article on the species extinction. And what they've done, it's the same solution, different ecosystem.
Yeah, we're taking all your property because of a cave bug or a bat or a salamander. They've caught the EPA and the Forestry Service releasing endangered animals in areas where they weren't geographically as a pretext to land grab. So they're going back to that tried and trusted, we got to take your power, we've got to have you pay us taxes, or the polar bears will die. It doesn't matter if their numbers are exploding off the charts. They'll just tell you they're all dead. They're teaching children in public schools that penguins are drowning when they're aquatic birds.
Oh, yeah. No, what they're teaching them publicly is it's a crime. And in fact, it's become what I call climate astrology. In 2007, the UN basically said many bad things will happen. And guess what? Bad things always happen. And now every time a bad thing happens, it's proof that the UN is the new Nostradamus of our age. Everyone looks to, well, the UN predicted that. We have a Debbie Stabenow, the Michigan senator, who now says she believes in man-made global warming because every time she flies, the turbulence is worse. She feels global warming when she flies in the form of worse turbulence. She doesn't remember airline turbulence.
So
being
it's
that
total
bad.
Paranoid voodoo. Let me throw this in before we go to break and come back and get into population reduction and their numbers on that front, because I know you're an expert in that area. What about all these other things that have been proven wrong? I mean, there's so many other things that they have predicted were going to happen that haven't happened.
Yeah, I mean, going back, the DDT scare, not only was it scientifically baseless, but it probably cost millions of lives of people in Africa who couldn't face malaria. And not only that, it's inconveniencing a lot of people in big cities today with the explosion of bed bugs, because we're not allowed to use DDT to kill bed bugs. It's probably the most effective tool against bed bugs. If you go back to the 1970s, remember that we mentioned the global cooling scare, which faded away by the late 70s. Then you have the resource scarcity, famines. We had such outrageous predictions that we were using up the earth, that we wouldn't have enough food to feed everyone, that we were going to be facing, you know, wars and conflicts based on food resources. All bogus. Everything they predicted has collapsed. The tropical rainforest across the board, even down to Aller apples. You can't trust them. Whenever something turns into a, quote, crisis, you know you're being conned.
All right, ClimateDepot.com. I want to talk more with our guests in this final segment about solutions to expose and stop these people. And another lie, coral islands getting bigger. So the islands are getting bigger, not smaller. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Our website's on the front line. Stopping this globalist takeover, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. ClimateDepot.com is the central clearinghouse for exposing this eugenicist fraud. I want to get into China rethinks its controversial one-child policy. And they go on to admit here that rich people were already allowed to have more than one child. Party members could do whatever they wanted. But that now they don't have enough young people to pay for the social welfare net, even though it's tiny in China. And that they're talking about getting rid of it because they've dropped below 1.7 replacement rate. The average Westerner's 1.3. You have two adults, and they don't replace themselves. They have 1.3 children on average. The United States has that average, except for our giant immigrant influx. We're dying. But there I was in a convenience store Friday, And I'm up at the counter, and they're talking about how they're about to ban plastic bags in Austin. And I've read the studies about how pulp causes more toxins, more chemicals, more acid, more problems. They don't care. It's about making you take their light bulbs, making you accept what type of toilet you can have, making you accept federal inspections of your house, making you accept no plastic bags. It's about them being the bosses. Going back to Mark Moreno. Mark, how do we stop these people? And B, get into population reduction, because for my research, that's the heart of what they're all about.
Yeah, well, first of all, I had to stop. The most single effective thing Americans did to stop the congressional climate bill was two words, mockery and ridicule. And it wasn't the tea parties. It was the town halls in the summer of 2009 when congressmen went home to their districts having just voted, and including some Republicans like Sonny Bono's widow, just voting for the congressional cap and trade bill. They were booed, jeered, ridiculed, laughed at in town halls when they tried to talk about global warming and the alleged consensus. That had more of an impact. That scared U.S. senators. That scared people like what's his name in Minnesota? Al Franken, to run scared and bail out of the global warming bill. I mean, hardcore leftists got so afraid of public outrage. So that's one of the biggest things we can do. Al Gore now gives speeches in Oregon, Florida. He's booed out of the hall. We have hundreds of protesters out there chanting, interrupting his speech. Civility has to go out the window. Confront your congressman. Confront your local officials. Don't let them have a moment's moral superiority when it comes to global warming. Tell them you know.
Oh, they love their fake moral superiority, their arrogantness.
And on population, here's the bottom line. Major leftist publications like Grist Magazine. This is a magazine who in 2006 said we should have Nuremberg-style trials for global warming skeptics, are now finding some intellectual honesty. One of their most recent articles, this was in July, writer Fred Pierce, who's a leftist, you know, global warming believer, quotes, "The population bomb I remember being scared of 40 years ago has been diffused fast." And he said it doesn't fit the doomsday agenda now. And half the world now has fewer than replacement level of children. Half the world. The new population problem is underpopulation. And we have a man named Paul Ehrlich, the godfather of this movement. And I actually did what I call a, quote, accurate tribute to him. He's the father of the overpopulation movement. Here's my accurate tribute. Mad, kook, lunatic, disgrace, worse than Hitler, fearmonger, parasite on the academic system, and the Bernie Madoff of science, unquote. This was a guy who called for forced sterilization in adding forced sterilization agents to our water to keep population down. This is a guy who called for the de-development of the United States. This is a hardcore ideology. And we have added a head of NASA right now, the NASA Goddard Space Institute, the GIST studies, James Hansen, the U.S.'s lead global warming alarmist.
Destroy industrial society is the goal.
He's endorsing a book calling for the deindustrialization of the U.S. that's called for destroying dams and essentially bombing us back to the Stone Age. This is a head NASA warming scientist, and the media ignores that. This permeates their entire existence.
But see, Mark, that's it. It is a shielded paramilitary inch-by-inch takeover, fully conquering and enslaving humanity. These people are the ultimate tyrants, and they're calling for our arrest. You have been demonized specifically. Lord Monckton, they have called for his arrest. These people are flaming out of the closet Nazi tyrant scum. And you're right, we've got to get in their face and say, listen, you little bloodthirsty tyrant, you tried to figure out how to repackage slavery, and it ain't going to work, scumbag.
Well, here's the bottom line, and this goes with CO2. It goes, actually, one of the leftists, George Monbiot in England, just recanted veganism. And here's the analysis. You control what people eat, you control people. You control CO2, what we exhale from our mouth, you control people. Climate control is not about controlling the weather, it's about controlling people. It always has been. That's why the United Nations was formed, to come up with a fake scientific issue that they could then peddle as though the science was settled, and then come up with alleged solutions. And oddly enough, all the solutions had to do with the UN bureaucrats gaining power, money, carbon taxes. One German science advisor wants a CO2 budget for every man, woman, and child on the planet.
They want carbon rations.
Right, and guess what? Americans, we're currently at, you know, four times our acceptable level of carbon emissions. And interestingly enough, on population, on Climate Depot today, Alex, I have a picture of the Gerber baby with a rifle scope target on its face. The bottom line is they don't really care, the leftists and the environmentalists don't care that much about the little black and the brown babies being born around the world. In fact, they're actually trying to stop their development. What they're most concerned with are the Western Europeans and the American babies that come into the world with our lifestyle, with Western lifestyles. That's what terrifies them, because the Earth can't handle it. So they're trying to stop our babies more than anything from being born. At the same time, they're locking in 1.6 billion people, predominantly of color, into a back-breaking existence of poverty. We have James Cameron, by the way, who chickened out of a debate last month in Aspen. At the last minute, my flight was in midair. He was scheduled to debate me and Andrew Breitbart and Anne McElhaney, Irish filmmaker. He went down to Brazil. This is a guy who lives in a 16,000-square-foot house. One of his homes is 16,000-square-foot. The director of Avatar and Titanic, James Cameron. He goes down with Sigourney Weaver to Brazil. The leftist president, Lula, by the way, friends of Hugo Chavez and friends of Castro, no right-winger, no oil-funded president, laughs at James Cameron, who goes down and stops development projects, a hydroelectric dam that would bring running water and electricity ultimately to millions of Brazilians. He flies down with a Hollywood actress, tries to prevent this development, and then flies home to his 16,000-square-foot mansion. Where are people hinting at the racism involved? White, wealthy Westerners going into countries where dominated by people of color, telling them they can't have what we have. In fact, Jerry Brown in California, I interviewed him at an Earth Summit in South Africa, Johannesburg, South Africa, 2002. He said the developing world can't emulate Western prosperity because the Earth couldn't handle it. We'd need something like 5 or 20 more Earths. Well, the bottom line is that is the equivalent of telling people in Africa living in huts made of dung that they can't advance, they can't have what we have. It's condemning their children to high infant mortality, them to a life that's so short.
Plus, if they're so worried about overpopulation,
that's right.
Every time you industrialize, births go into negative.
Exactly, because that's exactly what happens. The wealthier the countries get, the less population. You think they'd be out there clamoring for
It goes back to Margaret Sanger.
But every single person who's on this bandwagon, including Oprah Winfrey, John Travolta, the Patriots quarterback, Tom Brady, sadly has been praising Al Gore, live in mansions with square footage, you know, in excess of 10,000 square feet. All of these people are basically advocating poverty, misery, and death and destruction for people in the developing world, or at best, subsidized socialism.
No, they're a bunch of greedy criminals. And you go back to Margaret Sanger saying we've got to pose as liberals to kill these weeds. And they hate black people. They hate brown people. They're a bunch of racists. And as soon as so-called minorities figure this out, they'll have the key to everything. They'll understand a real racist isn't some toothless drunk wearing a white hat. That's an idiot who is a racist. The hardcore racists saddle up to you with a loving little simpering NPR voice. And they're out there celebrating the recession, depression, saying it'll lower our carbon footprint. These are life-hating scum parasites.
Yeah, in fact, Robert Redford was called out by black ministers about 2 years ago. They protested at a Sundance Film Festival, basically saying that Robert Redford's environmental advocacy is racist to people of color. In other words, his policies that Robert Redford, the Hollywood actor, advocates would raise energy prices. And guess what? Who does that affect most? Seniors on fixed income and minorities who are generally poorer in our society. They pay a higher percentage for these higher energy bills so that guilty white liberals can feel like they're doing something. Give the Christian
Science. But they're not even guilty white liberals. I've talked to them. They hate poor people. They hate working Americans. They just love the cutting stuff off to people. Mark Moreno, incredible interview. Thanks for the great work you're doing over at ClimateDepot.com. I look forward to speaking to you again in the near future. We will rout out these 21st century Nazis.
Well, thanks. We have the big UN climate summit coming up in December, so we hope to talk before then. That'll be their last gasp, trying to get us to do something.
Yes, sir. Look forward to speaking to you then. God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, everything he said was true. Everything he said was true. I mean, I have to look at these murdering criminals every day. Do you know they told the Third World, oh, we're going to tax rich America and Europe and give you the money? And they got to Copenhagen, and they gave them the treaty, and it said more taxes on the third world than even on the West. It has nothing to do with the Earth. You notice the federal government's approved GMO salmon to be released. In every study, they will extinct the regular salmon within 40 generations. That's 40 years. They don't care about that. They don't care about DU. They don't care about real problems. They want you to be their slaves, period. Now, I want to get into this China situation. We've already covered some of it. We're almost out of time. Man, I may have to go back to 4 hours here. I want to get into this Bill Gates situation here in just a moment. I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow because I've seen him. His dad was the head of Planned Parenthood. He's a eugenicist. His whole program isn't about helping Africans. When you actually go research it, it's vaccines that sterilize you. It's now all out in the open. We're going to get to that in a moment. And he said, yeah, these are death panels. That's what they do in England, folks. It's such a big subject because I know we have listeners who buy into all this. They're training you that, well, if an old person's going to get health care, you're not going to get yours. See, they limit the resources artificially instead of realizing in a free market economy it grows and grows. As there's more need, there's more business, that it's unlimited what we can do in the economy. And they say, we've got to do this or the Earth is going to die. Or we've got to have a one-child policy or the Earth's going to, you know, basically implode and all these islands in the Pacific are going to go underwater. And it turns out they're actually getting bigger. In fact, guys, I actually pulled that article up earlier. I wanted to show people on PrisonPlanet.tv the actual headline here. Coral Island's bigger. And it says that all over the Pacific, the atolls are getting bigger, not smaller. The ocean level isn't going up, ladies and gentlemen. It's all lies. But Bill Gates uses an extreme example of some old person costing millions of dollars, and so other people don't get health care. And he admits, yes, these federal boards, they will decide if you get the health care, and they will withhold it. See, right now you can go and get charity care by law, but they won't tell citizens that you can get free health care. They give it to the illegal aliens because they want to bring them in here. And then Bill Gates uses an extreme example of, well, there's millions for this old person, so there isn't money for all of these young people. And they sell you on the idea of taking old people or sick people and just giving them morphine till they die. And, I mean, that was in the Wall Street Journal a decade ago. This has been going on. In the U.S., they kill people every day. They deny them food and water while they're chained down, begging, if they're wards of the state. Do you understand this is going on now? But Obama told you there's no death panels. It's a conspiracy theory. Here's Bill Gates on national television promoting it. This is the eugenicist. This is the guy jacking your vaccines. Here he is. Oh, we had a computer crash there? All right. I tell you, I think we got computers from another planet or something. All right, well, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com. For folks, the Bill Gates clip is up there, him saying it. We may have it by the next segment. Let me go ahead and just get into this right now. China rethinks its controversial one-child policy, London Independent. And I also have it from a bunch of other mainstream news articles. You can just search the term. China rethinks its controversial one-child policy. And it goes on from there. The country's social engineering has been too successful, reports Clifford Kunin in Beijing. So notice they don't say forced abortion's bad, sterilization's bad, people that criticize it being secretly arrested is bad. Oh, they admit all that in the article, but it's just a government policy. It's no big deal. It says the country's social engineering has been too successful. China's one-child policy, probably the most audacious exercise of social engineering the world has ever seen, could be up for review as Beijing policymakers worry about the effects of a population aging fast with insufficient numbers of youngsters to support them. Under the one-child policy imposed as a way of reining in population growth, which was running at dangerously high levels in the world's most populous nation, most families were limited to one child. The aim was to reduce fertility to 1.7 children per family. So that's less than a replacement rate. Replacement rate's about 2.2 because about 0.2% end up dying in car wrecks or disease. So you need 2.2 to just replace yourself. The aim was to reduce fertility rates to 1.7 children per family because this was seen as the only way of improving living standards. At first, couples were encouraged through education and propaganda. They don't tell you the U.S. funded them to do this, to have a one child. But this soon gave way to tougher measures. In the early 1980s, saw widespread sterilization, especially among women in rural areas. So remember, They're now wanting to have taxes on more than one child in the U.S. That's how it began in 75 in China. 5 years later, it was forced sterilization. This still goes on today, and the issue is as contentious as ever. Shin Guangqing, a blind activist who was released from jail this week, was imprisoned in 2006 after he wrote a report about the status of women in his local area of Linyi. This is the tyranny of China, folks. A region with some 10 million residents. In it, he revealed how tens of thousands of people who had an illegal number of children were ineligible to have any more, were compelled to undergo late-term abortions, with others forcibly sterilized. This is your liberalism, folks. The report included accounts of men arrested and their wives forced to abort 8 months into their pregnancies. Isn't that liberal and loving? And they're proposing that here. The report included accounts of men arrested and their wives forced to abort 8 months into their pregnancies. The policy has also led to serious gender imbalance with 120 boys every 100 girls. What is that? You know, there's 10% more boys. China's working population will fall by around 10 million people a year, every year after 2025, and the number of young people between 20 and 24 will drop by a quarter over the next decade. Young people of the age group are most energetic, productive, and willing to learn. China's already experiencing a shortfall of skilled workers. And it just goes on to say that it's going to completely collapse their economy. You've got to at least replace yourself. They train all these yuppies to not want to have children, missing out on the greatest thing in life, and you won't have somebody there at Thanksgiving when you're 65. You won't have somebody there to keep you out of a government dormitory where they're going to euthanize you. The globalists want to destroy the family, re-engineer society. They don't want you to have kids to stand up for you when you're old. Don't you understand this? We'll see if we can get the Bill Gates clip working when we come back after this quick break. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
It's not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
All right, final segment. So Bill Gates heading up this NSA takeover grid, the retina scanners, the control, the surveillance, the predictive systems, the big banks imploding the economy, funding all the environmental carbon taxes. All of this is going on. And they know that you have an artificial hallucination. We all do. Because 90% in every industrialized country, some cases even more, some countries are 93% in urban, that you live in mega cities. And so all you see is people in lines. And my analogy is, if you're scuba diving off the coast of Cancun, you may go 10 miles in a boat before you see any coral. And you wouldn't hardly see any fish out there. But as soon as you hit a coral reef, you'll see tens of thousands of fish. Animals tend to congregate together in ecosystems. So we congregate together. And so it creates this perception that we're overpopulated. But even if we were overpopulated, if you believe 8 billion is, it's going to plane out at around 8.5 billion in the next 10 years. And then it's going to start going down. All of the actuaries show. China's going down. Going down too fast. It's screwing up their society. But here's Bill Gates. For you to get health care, we got to kill an old lady. And yeah, it is a death panel. Federal boards changing medicine and making sure you can't get charity care, lying to you and saying you don't get coverage, keeping people ignorant to where they don't get coverage or don't get care. And then their answer is let the government take over and start killing people. Here it is.
That's a trade-off society is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion. So you, of course,
well, that's an interesting thing you just said. Would you just, the last 3 months in life for one person or something, because we haven't had a discussion of how to allocate that money, it means we lay off three teachers to do so. I mean, in other words, we haven't had this type of allocation. We're making
that trade-off because of huge medical costs that are not examined to see which ones actually have no benefit.
It goes on and on. If you want to see the whole thing, it's up at prisonplanet.com. But Bill Gates admits death panels. Now, notice the message he sends to these teachers. You got some $30,000, $40,000 a year teacher, and he tells him or her, you're going to get laid off if we don't kill grandma. Remember the case for killing granny, the cover of Newsweek, how great it is? Other articles in Newsweek, how great it is. People are committing suicide for the earth, families killing themselves, shooting their children. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Bill Gates has some 40,000 square foot house I saw reported. This is a total Dr. Evil you're dealing with here. And they're sending the message that they communalize, they collectivize the wealth, and then they limit the resources. That's what carbon taxes are all about. And then they say, you're not allowed to have health care, even if you can pay for it. And then I was talking to Rob Jacobson just the other day. You know, he wants to come on the show and talk about it, but I explained to him 5 years ago when he didn't even work for me and he was literally losing weight every day, Crohn's disease, probably going to die. And that's what the doctors were telling him, that he didn't, you know, he could die in a few years if this continued. They wouldn't give him any care. They said, you know, you're uninsurable. And I said, Rob, it's charity care. And he got his full surgery, everything paid for. And he just told one of his friends, a young lady who had to have surgeries, thought she owed $80,000. And the charity care paid for $85,000. Because they pay, you have to pay more when you have good insurance, and that's put in a fund, and all these good people donate to charity hospitals. It's like Ron Paul has said, that there's nobody goes without health care unless they're not told about this. He worked for years in a charity hospital making $5 an hour. $5 an hour. Doctors are supposed to donate their time to do this. All right, we're out of time. God bless you all. Retransmission comes up, InfoWars.com. Great job, crew.